The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We haven't talked about The View in way too long. They almost got canceled there, you'll remember, for a second, and so they were off air, but they are back, and Stephen A. Smith went in and kind of wrecked house, and we compiled all the best moments of that show today for you. We're also going to be talking about the bombshell Supreme Court decision on the Texas redistricting, so stick around for that. So, Stephen A. Smith goes on The View, and he's a Democrat. You got to remember, this guy is liberal. And I think the ladies on The View were thinking that this was going to be a very easy interview, that they could just talk up Democrats the whole time, talk down President Trump. But Stephen A. Smith did not do that. Instead, he spelled out Trump's genius and roasted Democrats for being completely out of touch. Take a look.
Trump is claiming that he aced the cognitive test. Mm-hmm. Even though he's going on late night truth social tirades, in the middle of the night he's texting and calling Governor Waltz a name that we don't use anymore. It's a disability. He's attacking female reporters as piggy and ugly. Mm-hmm. He's falling asleep in the middle of a meeting. I mean, I said yesterday that Marco Rubio is boring, but not that boring that he would fall asleep. So what do you think's going on with him?
Trump is being Trump.
There's nothing cognitively wrong there?
Well, I'm not saying whether there is or isn't. What I'm saying is 77 million people don't care. They voted for him. And those same 77 million people
will do it again. Is it still that number?
They would do it. Well, you could say that it is or isn't, but the point is he's the president of the United States. Despite the onslaught of stuff that was coming his way, he knocked off folks, and the Democrats let him because they weren't on their game. Now you have to look at, because obviously he's not going to circumvent the 22nd Amendment, which will enable him to run for a third term. So now you're talking about J.D. Vance or Marco Rubio. Mm-hmm. Marco Rubio is considered the adult in the room, Secretary of State, National Defense, National Security Advisor. You got J.D. Vance, he's the vice president, but he seems more Trump-ish in terms of how he conducts himself and how he's willing to go after people. So who is Trump going to support? One of the things that I talked about on my show was that I said, don't fall for it. Look at what Trump is doing. Trump is positioning himself to remain in power even if he isn't the president. Yeah.
So obviously Stephen A. Smith is a sports guy, but his line of political thought here is actually spot on, in my opinion, mostly on two counts. He is right, first off, that nobody cares about Trump calling Tim Walz a retard. They just don't. I mean, you just got to think about it for a second, guys. If your issue is the economy, which for most people it is, you're looking at two candidates, say Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, and you're trying to decide between the two whose policy you like more. And in that, one is saying retard, has used that word, and the other one isn't. Is that going to magically flip things for you? Of course not. What's going to flip you is what they say on the economy. That's very obvious. The other stuff is just noise. It's just who Donald Trump is. You can say, I don't really like that he said that. Or, oh, I don't think Donald Trump is maybe the best arbiter of morality. That's all fine. But at the end of the day, politics is, are you voting for A or B? It's preferences. It's not ideals. No one is voting on who they want their savior to be. If that were the case, no one would vote for Donald Trump. We would all vote for Jesus Christ, as we should. In any case, the other thing Stephen A. Smith is right about is something I've said for a long time, which is that Donald Trump is not trying to subvert the 22nd Amendment and run for a third term because he doesn't need to do it. He can be a political and very powerful
outside source being outside of the presidency. He doesn't need to be inside. So as long as Trump breathes, you got to remember whoever the GOP nominee will be handpicked by him and heavily influenced by him. And you can say, I don't like that. I do like that. That's just the reality. It's not because he's a dictator. It's because that is what MAGA probably will want. As soon as they don't want that anymore, it won't be true. I just don't think that's ever going to change. After that exchange, Stephen A. was asked about Gavin Newsom, and his response was, once again, spot on. Before I play it, though, guys, let me tell you this story. I've got a 7-month-old daughter, beautiful, loves me a lot, which thank goodness, and she likes to give me kisses. And when she does it, she takes out her talons, which are incredibly sharp. She grabs my face to go in for the kiss, and she scratches the crap out of it. And that is why I use Noxiderm, which is a premium over-the-counter topical antiseptic foam for minor wounds. I actually have mine right here. You can use it on your face, anywhere that you have a minor wound, like a scrape or a burn. Using Noxiderm helps reduce bacteria that can cause infection, and it is formulated to support healthier looking skin and reduce the appearance of scars, which for me is important because I am on camera and I don't want my daughter slicing up my face. I still want those beautiful kisses though. That's why I use Noxiderm. It is the kind of thing that every family should keep on hand, because looking out for the people that you care most about really makes a difference. Be prepared for your family, guys. Stock up on premium Noxiderm for yourself and the people you love. They'll appreciate it, and they'll appreciate you for keeping them protected and confident in their skin. Makes this a fantastic Christmas gift as well. For an exclusive listener offer, guys, this is just for the show. They've not done this for anyone else. Visit shop.noxiderm.com/Josh Carr. Enter promo code Josh Carr for 15% off. Again, that's shop.noxiderm.com/Josh Carr. Noxiderm. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. The link is in the description below. Noxiderm is for minor cuts, scrapes, burns only, not for serious wounds. This product helps reduce bacteria on the skin surface and support skin appearance. It is not a substitute for professional medical care.
You got to pay attention to Gavin Newsom. He's gaining some traction. I don't think he'll win, but he's gaining traction.
Why not?
Because I think that ultimately they'll look at the state of California, look at affordability, look at homelessness, look at crime, and they'll say, hello, highest cost of living in the country. They'll be like, what? Wait a minute now. So I think that'll be a problem for him, but he's articulate enough to defend himself, and we'll see what happens with that.
But that's not his fault.
But as it pertains to me.
It's not his fault. Whose fault is it then? Because let's take stock for a second. A lot of people don't know this. Gavin Newsom was the mayor of San Francisco from 2004 to 2011. That city is crap now. Like, that is my lifetime right there. I was born in 2001. Spoiler, yes, I'm young. And I've been to San Francisco, and it has gone downhill a ton. Just in my lifetime alone, I can't even imagine what it was like for my parents and grandparents. By the way, my family is originally from California. They've all left at this point. That city is crap. Then, after 2011, Governor Newsom was Lieutenant Governor Newsom from 2011 to 2019, and of course, he's been governor ever since. So, and California's crap now, obviously. And you're telling me that this downward trajectory is just a coincidence. It's got nothing to do with Newsom, who has been ingrained in their politics for literally my entire lifetime. It's not a coincidence. Please stop saying that Gavin Newsom's not winning anything, obviously. As we move forward through the rest of this interview, this was Stephen A. Smith's best part, in my opinion. You had Sonny Hostin and Joy Behar talking about how important the LGBTQ plus agenda is for Democrats, how it's really propping up their voting numbers. And Stephen A. just shuts them down, tells them the truth.
I'm going to say one more thing because, you know, I know that you have very strong feelings about Democrats, but I do have this to say to you. It was important, I think, for Democrats to show that they stood with the LGBT community, that they stood with black women and women in general, because once you let us go, once you let women and poor people go, what do you have? And so I've listened to lots of people say, you know, that you didn't follow what was necessary. They did it the way they thought they could. It didn't work for them. They got it.
See, respectfully, I don't like that. Let me explain.
That's okay.
As a Democrat, the bottom line is this. When we talk about poor people, who ain't thinking about poor people? Democratic Party, I know I do. I know that most candidates within the Democratic Party that I know they think about poor folks. I know they think about the desolate and the disenfranchised. I get that. But what I'm saying is that during the campaign, were you doing what it takes to win? You had too many people going after him for stuff that wasn't going to stick. It wasn't going to influence his voters. So what I would say to you, Whoopi, and what I would say to anybody that doesn't want J.D. Vance or Marco Rubio or somebody like that mm-hmm. to succeed him, mm-hmm. focus on what's going to win.
Yeah.
That's where my sports background comes in. Mm-hmm. Tell me what's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear, but I understand the LGBTQ community is important. I understand that the desolate and disenfranchised is somebody we should always be looking out for. Mm-hmm. I understand the economy. I understand immigration. I get all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is, I'm trying to win to make sure that I'm in office and you're not. What is it going to take? The Democrats did not do that last time.
And that's what happened. What is the winning issue now?
Affordability and safety.
I have to say, after these responses, I actually think that Stephen A. Smith could win the presidency. I know that sounds crazy. There's been some cheeky rumors here or there that he once thought about running. He since said, no, I've decided I actually don't want to. But I actually think he could do it because he's really in tune with what people want. He's right on affordability, crime, and the problem fundamentally that he has is that he would never win a Democrat primary. I'm talking about a world in which it's him versus a Republican. I think he could win. I really do. I actually think he's very in touch with normal, everyday Americans. But he said it himself. He doesn't want to talk about the LGBTQ stuff. And that would cost him the primary because you've got these elite donors who would just not get behind him. All the elites would not be behind someone who doesn't care about those ancillary radical positions. But if he did make it through a primary, I think he'd give a Republican a run for their money. Another reason I say that is he doesn't just engage, he engages in the good politics, I think, affordability, crime, things like that. And he doesn't engage in the LGBTQ crap, but he also does not engage in the racial politics crap that other black Democrats are obsessed with. Here is a video from his show just this week where he hangs up on a Democrat for calling Republicans racist.
You're just going to call an abundance of people racist.
A blanket across the board, Republicans are straight racist.
Goodbye, man. Have a nice day. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. I'm not letting anybody on either side of the aisle castigate an entire party of people like that. I'm not doing that. That gets us nowhere. Malik, you can call back any other show. But if you have points, make your point.
So look, I wouldn't vote for Stephen A. Smith because he's a liberal, I'm a conservative, but I could see independents getting behind him in a general election. Who knows what could happen? Maybe one day he'll actually run. Let me know in the comments down below what you guys think. Also, if you ever want to support the show, guys, please like this video and subscribe to the show. It'd mean the world. And please check out our sponsors in the description below. Democrats are panicked. Republicans have officially picked up 5 congressional seats in Texas. We didn't know there for a second if that was actually going to happen, but it did. The Texas legislature formed a special session to redraw the maps, made this one. You'll remember this. This is not new news. You can see it's been changed. So now there's only 5 Democrat districts. Before there were 10. And they're just these tiny little liberal places, mostly in Austin, Houston, San Antonio, areas like that. That's the new map. And in classic style, what you had immediately after was a liberal district judge shot it down because that's what Democrats are doing right now because it's all they can do because right now in our federal government, we have a unified government under Republicans. And so all they can do is bring out the activist judges. Governor Abbott fought back. It went all the way up to the Supreme Court where the conservative majority, as of today, ruled 6-3 it could stand, which is huge. By the way, guys, this new map eliminates Jasmine Crockett's old congressional seat, which is great news. And I don't know if it matters that much because as we talked about on the show earlier this week, she actually is running for Senate and you can't run for 2 things at once. And so she effectively gave up her congressional seat already when she's running for Senate. By the way, there's no way she's going to win. So Jasmine Crockett's out. You don't even need to hear that name in 1 year, which is a blessing for all of us. Upon hearing the news, she freaked out, put out an angry statement. And of course, I don't know why she had to do this, but she had to put it in like the most awful purple color with white text so that nobody could read it. So I put it up on the screen. We'll see if you can read it. We'll see if I can read it. I'll read it anyway for the people listening. She said, while today's decision from the Supreme Court is disappointing, it's not shocking coming from a MAGA-influenced court. Here's the bottom line. Texans are now being told to vote under maps at a panel of 3 federal judges right here in Texas. Said were drawn to weaken the voices of Black, Latino, and minority communities. Not true, by the way. She says those findings still stand. The Supreme Court simply pressed pause allowing these maps to be used for the 2026 election cycle while the case continues. Let's be clear, the Supreme Court did not say these maps are fair. They did not say these maps are constitutional. They did not undo what the lower court found. All they did was allow maps that the lower court flagged as discriminatory to stay in place for now. To every politician celebrating this decision, let me offer a word of caution. Don't get too comfortable. These maps were drawn like a political Russian roulette, slicing districts, tightening margins, and assuming voters wouldn't fight back. When you push district lines this far, you risk losing the very seats you thought you locked in. So here's my question for Jasmine Crockett. Where was this same outrage and this love for the Constitution when California did it? That's the big question, because Gavin Newsom openly said that what he did in California was a political stunt. He never said, we're going to draw the lines more fairly. He said, Texas Republicans are doing that. Fine, we're going to do the same thing in California. By the way, a lot of people on the right were kind of hypocritical as well. They came out and said, you can't do that. I said, go for it. This is the game. This is how it's going to be. If you take all the states to their extreme and you gerrymander it all, Republicans come out on top. It is way worse for Republicans as it stands right now. So I want to game this out. If California does it, that's fine, so long as Florida and Indiana and Ohio and Texas and Missouri and all of those states actually respond in kind. So I am not being hypocritical on this. Jasmine Crockett is. Get upset with Gavin Newsom if you care so much, because again, it's rules for me, not for thee. That's what Democrats do. The concurring justices wrote in their decision, this is the six conservative ones, they said the district court improperly inserted itself into an active primary campaign, causing much confusion and upsetting the delicate federal-state balance in elections. And this is right. This was, again, an activist judge meddling in something that they had no right to be in. Everything Texas did was in line with their constitution. None of it was illegal. And again, it was approved by their legislature, which is formed by the people. The dissenting opinion was obviously upset. They wrote, we are a higher court than the district court, but we're not a better one when it comes to making such a fact-based decision. That's all they had to say. They basically had no argument, no opinion, just that they think the district court should have more rights than the president, the Supreme Court, and the legislature. But they've made that very clear at this point, that district courts are dictators in the United States. Democrats believe that. Liberal Supreme Court justices surely believe that. Overall, I'm not sure if this is going to be enough for Republicans to keep the House in the midterms, but it's a start, and I'll take it. Tax season is right around the corner, guys. Fortunately, I have fantastic people that do my taxes, QuickTax America. QuickTax America does all federal tax returns for only $76. Why 76, you ask? Because 1776, because next year is our 150th anniversary as a country, not 150th, 250th, excuse me, way bigger deal. They're doing all tax returns for only $76, and all you have to do is fill out a basic questionnaire, schedule a 15-minute, finish your return call with a tax professional, and they do all the rest of the work for you, rather than spending hundreds of dollars with you-know-who. I'm not even going to say that woke company's name, but we all know who I'm talking about. And you have to do all the work with them anyway. Instead, give your money, only $76, to a tax firm that actually cares about you, cares about conservative principles, and they're going to do all the work for you. Go check them out right now at quicktaxamerica.com or when you get your tax documents.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games. It's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.